Now this is a dictation for Donna, D-O-N-N-A Elliott, E-L-L-I-O-T-T, January 2537. Address as a letter to Jamie, J-A-M-I-E Manning, M-A-N-N-I-N-G, P-A-C, 584-0307. Dear Mrs. Manning, follow up for Mrs. Elliott. Renal failure, low sodium concentration, underlying diabetes, hypertension, valve replacement, last visit March, using a walker, no hospital visit. Comes with husband. She has prior brain surgery with deafness on the right side. Facial paralysis, and her speech is very compromised. Denies decreasing appetite, denies vomiting dysphagia. There has been loose stools without bleeding, no abdominal pain, fever. She is obese, denies the use of oxygen, no sleep apnea CPAP machine, denies cough sputum production, denies increase of dyspnea, chest pain, palpitation, pleuritic discomfort, or syncope. Other review system is negative, medication list review, blood pressure, HCTC, lisinopril, diabetes, cholesterol management, takes Lomodol for diarrhea, no anti-inflammatory agents. Today, weight 184, 60 inches tall, blood pressure 120, 66. Very distant breast sounds, one oral wishes consolidation, pleural effusion. Has a systolic ejection murmur, appears regular, no pericardial rap. The murmur breast hurt on the right upper chest, no transmission to the neck. Obesity of the abdomen without tenderness, masses, or ascites. 3-4 plus edema bilateral below the knees without ulcers. The speech impediment. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries in March, creatinine 1.5, previously 1.4. Anemia 12, a normal white blood cell platelets, a low sodium 130, normal potassium acid base. Normal calcium, albumin, phosphorus, GFR around 40. Has a small kidney on the left, 8.4, comparing to the right, 11.2. Simple cyst, no obstruction or masses. Renal artery Doppler. Is not elevated. Is considered abnormal, a peak systolic velocity more than 180, predicting a renal artery stenosis more than 60%. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. PKD stage 3, appears stable over time, question, minor change over time, this needs to be followed. I don't see symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or volume overload. We will adjust diet, potassium, acid base based on numbers. We will do phosphorus binders as needed, bicarbonate replacement as needed, advice of nutrition depending on albumin. Vitamin D125 for secondary hyperparathyroidism, EPO for hemoglobin less than 10, no evidence of external bleeding. The low sodium concentration represents renal failure and fluid intake. Keep the fluid intake in the low side. Continue aggressive diabetes, cholesterol management. The small kidney does not appear to be related to renal artery stenosis. Avoiding anti-inflammatory agents. Plan to see her back on the next 4 to 6 months or early as needed. also discussed with the patient and husband. She has an aortic valve replacement, which appears to be working well. End of dictation.